Gospel chapter 16. John's Gospel chapter 16. With fear and trembling, as the Apostle Paul had said, in going into this text and bringing you insight of prosperity in its threefold measurement, prosperity in your soul, prosperity in your body, and prosperity in your pocket. All three was blood bought. You got that? All three. When Jesus died, he was paying for all three. You see? I say when Jesus died, he was paying for all three. And so in your inheritance, and in your covenant, and in your kingdom citizenship, you have a right to prosper in your pocket as well as prosper in your soul. Amen. As well, talk to me, as well as prosper in your body. Amen. When the Bible said Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, all three of those move in another position. All right? Now, the Holy Spirit is the one who carry out the government of God and the government of the kingdom in the earth realm. You have to know how to penetrate heaven before earth become invaded. Somebody have to penetrate. Somebody have to go the distance to make it happen. This scripture we're about to read in John, Jesus was preluding the cross, but on the other hand, he was telling them what was going to happen after the cross. See, before the cross and after the cross is not the same thing. Something happened after the cross, after Jesus died. So in the 12th verse of the 16th chapter of John, he says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. That was then. Listen to what I'm saying. We are in a brand new now. Write that down. Write it down. We are in a brand new now. That now and this now are not the same now. What they couldn't have, you can. And the reason so is because you are alive on the inside. And you're packing a divine nature. And you can hear what God's saying and get a revelation. Why? Because you have been quickened. You are alive to God. And so you can have conversation with God and hear what the average man can't understand. Okay, so now locate, we're shifting this text over into tonight's service. Verse 13. You better put your seatbelt on because how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, what he called? Is come. He's here now. All right. He's talking ahead of time. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Listen, verse 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it to you. Unto you. Look at verse 15. My God. Is this true? It is not truth until it become a reality to you. When you recognize something, it doesn't mean it's a reality to you. You just recognize it.
So we've been reading scripture about prosperity. We recognize we're supposed to have it. But when it become a reality, it's going to manifest. When it become real to your heart, real to your mind, real to your understanding, real to your comprehension, real to your insight, nobody be to talk you out of it. You know it belongs to you. And when that type of faith is functioning, God will pass up a million just to get to you. He's looking for faith. He's looking for somebody who, somebody who gone beyond scripture. I shut him up that time. So I go on beyond scripture. Scriptures are to take you somewhere. Scriptures are not for you to land in. Scripture is the pathway to somewhere else. In the presence of God. The ability of God is in the scripture. Well, so many of us are loaded with scripture, but we ain't got no money. Oh man, we can sweat and spit and dance. But the Lord won't make a delivery in here tonight. Are you following it? Now notice what he says here. And I'll give you a subject in a moment. I got to work it before I give you the subject, because you got to understand it. Spiritual people are going to get real afraid when I give this subject. All things that the Father has are mine. Say it.
All things that the Father has are mine.
Therefore said I,
he
shall take of mine
and
show it unto you. That include finances, that include silver and gold, that include prosperity. And people don't want to relate the Holy Ghost with money or with prosperity, but the Holy Ghost bring the whole package. So here's what I want you to write down. How to walk in financial partnership with the Holy Ghost. How to walk in financial partnership with the Holy Ghost. I started this out at one of my other son's church. The Lord told me I got to do many teaching on this, because it's a rare teaching, because the Holy Ghost is never equated with abundance and wealth and increase in the overflow, because we in the church have thought he was too sacred. And he's the very one that going to cause you to live in finances like God wants you to live. You imagine what the Holy Ghost is saying, that you become a financial partner with the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you some things going to happen because of that. But I want to read another staggering scripture. It caused you to stagger Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 28. When you talk about the Holy Ghost being your partner. And I said, Lord, he said, I want you to read that. He said, look at it. When I looked at it, I saw, take the baby for a walk. Baby steal more attention than anybody else. God puts up in a baby cry. And you can't ignore it. Here in Romans 8:26, you know, we always talk about intercessory prayer, and it's right. But tonight we're talking about money in this verse. I want you to see this. Likewise, the Spirit also, verse 26, helps our infirmities. Oh, Lord. Infirmities. Oh, Lord. Financial infirmities will be healed tonight. What I say? Woo, good God Almighty. I felt that. All financial infirmities will be healed tonight. How many of y'all with me? Rest of y'all catch up later. All financial infirmities. Other thing, where you have no influence with finances, about to be dealt with tonight. You're going to have influence.
When you don't have enough money, you're walking in financial infirmity. And the Holy Ghost know how to heal you. The Holy Ghost know every deal, every wisdom. He know where all the money is. He know the pathway. He know the pattern. He know the principle. He got the power to make it happen. Sometimes we suffer, but we shouldn't struggle. So I want to decree, if you listen and let me give you some of this stuff off this little piece of paper, your finances are going to start moving immediately. That's what I come here for. See now, the gospel preached to them did not profit them. Why? Why? They didn't mix it with faith. See, you sitting here, when that spirit go to twirling around your seat, you need to mix it up with some faith. You don't need to sit there like you're at a picture show. You better get ready to receive. When the Holy Spirit come down your road, you better be ready. Just say, I got enough of this. You know what I'm talking about. I got enough of. I suppose my inheritance is supposed to be manifesting, and I've sowed enough seed. I've given enough tithe for something to happen. I'm ready for God to come through like I know he can. So you're coming out of the financial infirmary tonight. You can live with more than enough. There's a place in God, watch me now, there's a place in God for you to live. Got enough for everybody. I said got enough for everybody. Do you know what a powerful prayer life you can have if you had your money? What we pray about mostly? I know you don't want to talk to these choirs. A few people say, Lord, help me. You know I love you. He already know you love him. But this partnership will be a revelation to you. Yeah, my goodness, sit down. Likewise, the Spirit also helped. I'm in the 26th verse. Our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself making intercession for what's going in, which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is. Look at this. Look at this. Verse 27. What is the mind of the Spirit? Because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You know, I say this and people, if the will of God is for you to be rich. Now, I'm not talking about rich in faith. I'm talking rich in your pocket. So when some of his projects and his vision is moving, you can raise your hand and say, like Marcus did down there when they were at Farmer's Day, I think they needed $16,000 or something like that. He said, that's a wrap, I got that. His wife said, how much was that? He said, he got it. What? He said, I got it. He was up before he knew it. We don't need a whole committee. We need commitment. Commitment to Christ. Commitment to the real deal. Commitment to letting God do what he want to do. All right, children, all right. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. That's finances too. How are working for you? Quiet up in here. You see, can we be honest with you? See, I got to cut you. You got to bleed. Because I'm not impressed by shoes and dresses. I'm not impressed by that. You can get that many ways.
I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed by that. So let's be real up in here. I'm an apostle of finances. I know where the money at. Then I got some money. So I know it's real. I'm not guessing about God. God have done some things for me that's out of the ordinary. Give you for instance. You know, they had a flood in Louisiana. Many homes, 40,000 homes went under. Well, in my residence, I added on place for the bishop stayed there many times. And the cardinal, one cardinal told the other cardinal, said, "You think the apostle won't build this low?" And he said, but the other man, when they went on, build it. So a little water got in there. All right. In the back of my house, because the other side of my house was taller than this, so we couldn't get in it. So I call him. He's a pastor now, but he did concrete finishing for years. And I told him, I said, "Look, tear this room loose, open these doors up, and pour 2 feet of concrete in here." Yeah, yeah. Said, "But that's gonna be about $30,000 to $40,000. Money is a defense. Pour it." And no water got in the building. Come in the back room, the side room, no room up in here. This is God's house. So they just poured it, and going back and pour another. The other room going to pour it too. It made me angry. I tore my theater loose. It ain't big enough. I just tore it loose. It had 13, 12 seats, 15, going to be 18 to 20 seats in there now. I just tore it loose. Turn it around another way. Made me mad. When the Holy Ghost become your financial partner by permission from you, no matter how things look, all will change. In due season, in due season, and my friend, this is due season. How many of y'all know this is due? How many of y'all know you've been sowing, you've been tithing, you've been praising God? How many of y'all know it's time, this is your due season for your finance to change? And the Holy Ghost is the very person who can make it happen, because he's going to lead you, as many as led by the Spirit, he's going to lead you into green pastures. How many of y'all receiving that? Raise your hand. Let me talk to you a little bit. The inspiration, are you listening? Of the Holy Spirit will turn your thoughts and your money into your employees. Money will no longer master you, but from this night forward, money is going to become your employee and do exactly what you tell it to do. Can you receive that? Say, money become my employee tonight. Money gonna work for me. I've been working for money, but since coming into partnership with the Holy Ghost, the ties have changed. Money will be my employee. In other words, money won't wake me up every morning and tell me go to work. I'm going to wake money and tell you go to work. Let me see something here. How many of you all believe that the Holy Ghost can do this? If you believe it, dance a little bit. Just go ahead and dance around with expectancy. You got to have some expectancy. You got to have some expectancy, you know. You got to have some expectancy. You got to have some expectancy. You got to mix it with faith. You've been working. You've been working. Some of y'all got 2 jobs. Some of y'all got 3 jobs. Just working, working, working. You turn on money tonight and say, money, you not my boss. You don't tell me what kind of car I can drive. I'm the boss. And this is what I'm going to get. Think about it. Think about it. Holy Ghost inspired money. Listen, listen to what I hear the Spirit of God saying. Listen, I'm leaving here tonight and the Holy Ghost got his hand on my finances. Oh, y'all didn't take that. Y'all didn't get that, children. Come on. Listen, that's the Lord just spoke to me. Say, tell them they're leaving here tonight and the senior partner, the Holy Ghost, got his hand on all your financial transactions. He can make it good. Let me ask you this then. Since some of y'all are not going to say anything, let me ask you this. How much favor do you believe that the Holy Ghost can make on your finances? He'll give you favor with God. Now, I'll tell you right now, I'm hearing in the spirit, many people are going to do things for you that didn't know they were going to do it. Because the Holy Ghost is a partner of favor. And he can make favor happen. He can make your enemy do something for you. Who don't want to do something for you? He can make a racist do something for you. The Holy Ghost can do that. The Holy Ghost is God. And tonight he become your financial partner. Tonight when you need to make a decision about money, you can talk to him and say, the apostle said, you're my financial partner. I want you to tell me how to handle it. You believe he know? If you mixing it with faith tonight in this one service, my wife always say, she with me tonight, my wife always say, just that one service, that's all they need, honey. Don't need no series. Just be serious. Favor is happening to your finances right now. You don't need to know how. You know already know why. Say, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost.
You my financial partner.
You my financial partner.
Move your hand like this. Now move your hand around a little bit. You got to do something. Holy Ghost, you my financial partner. You the senior partner.
Whatever you tell me so,
I'll sow it. Wherever you tell me go,
I'll go.
I'm laughing because somebody in here thought they're going to live broke the rest of their life. That's over, baby. You should have never come to this meeting. Something got a hold of you. Something getting on you right now. You're going to walk around with favor all day long, everywhere you go. The Holy Ghost in this house right now. He's walking down the aisles. He's about to straighten some things out in your life financially. In this divine relationship, you are setting yourself up to see money flow like a river. When the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost flowed like a river. Flowing like a river. Flowing like a river. So much money flowing, you're getting nervous. Lord, let me catch my breath. About to get drowned in this money, boy. That money about to drown. I ain't never seen. Nobody in my family. Nobody in my family. Men scared to preach the Holy Ghost with prosperity. Prosperity is sacred when it's found in the sacred word. And God said he wants us to prosper. God, get joy out of you prospering. If you don't believe me, read Jeremiah 33:9. I haven't gotten to none of my points yet. I'm just working, you know. Now listen, sit down because you need to write this. And getting mad, slap yourself. You ain't going to slap me. Listen. And this is true. I know this is true because the Holy Ghost told me. Many of you have no life in your finances. It is stuck in the mud of how much you can make. But I come to pull you out tonight. You've been stuck long enough. Listen, let me get it. I want you to write this down because I want you to write this down because I want you to see it. See, many of you have no life in your finances. No life. It is stuck in the mud of how much you can make. And so it's sort of like you're hustling. You're always talking about someday. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the night of my deliverance. I receive it by faith. Believe the Lord thy God and you'll be established. Believe his prophet and what'll happen? I wonder why God left it up to the prophet. You got to believe. You got to take on believing. You got to take on believing. The Holy Spirit will train you how to become a money master for the kingdom of God. God is looking for money masters, people who can master money for him. The Holy Spirit will train you to be a money master for the kingdom of God. I see a few of y'all don't want that. Y'all don't even know what I'm saying. The Holy Spirit will train you to be a money master for the kingdom of God. A money master. A money master. A money master. You know what a money master is? They have no bills. That's 1,000. That's 2,000. That make 3,000. And he wrote what he wanted on the bottom, 104 return. I agree with him. Become a money master. Money stop mastering you. And stop waiting to retire. Jesus, I'm never retiring. I'm refiring. I'm getting younger and younger every day. I refuse to grow old and cripple. I'm going to strut until I leave here. Nobody got no time to die here now. Anybody got no time to die and be all crippled? Anybody got no time for this? You stop thinking all them old thoughts and stop watching the candle in the clock. Wash the hand of Jesus. He can make you whole, baby. No matter how long you've been here, he can make you whole.
I better start receiving them, yeah. I feel an explosive thing in the air. Oh, my God. I'm just trying to hold on here. She said, what? The Holy Spirit is the revealer of God's prosperity. We must learn to yield to the spirit of prosperity. Becoming fully acquainted with the God of all prosperity. Couldn't call him out. It's a matter of letting the Holy Spirit lead you into those green pastures you talk about, of financial freedom, of no want. Let me read this again. It is a matter of letting the Holy Spirit lead you into the green pastures of financial freedom, of no want. How many like to go in that pasture? That's what the Holy Spirit is all about. That's what he's all about. And I just wrote, I didn't even write a voice, Psalm 23. Having the access of all prosperity become yours tonight by understanding the prosperity partnership of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to read this for you again. You need to hear this. Having the access of all prosperity become yours tonight by understanding the prosperity partnership of the Holy Ghost. We read Acts 10:38 and think it all, turn to Acts 10:38. Think it's just talking about healing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. What is in there? Prosperity is in there. What about doing good? Prosperity is good. Debt cancellation is good. Leaving your job early is good. I got so much money, no sense me going back out here no more. So call them up. I don't have time to give you a 5-day notice. I'm going to Hawaii today. Somebody not believing me up in here. The Holy Ghost sent me with this message to tell you his sacredness is in the total picture of what God caused Jesus to die for. Jesus died for prosperity. Jesus, 2 Corinthians 8:9. Yes, Jesus died for you to be rich.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. Come on, Apostle.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians 8:9?
Right, yeah.
He became poor?
Yeah. Yes,
well, he did, on the cross.
Yes, sir.
That you might be rich.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
This is the word, man. Preachers, this is the word. The Holy Ghost, your financial partner? You're in a financial discrepancy? And you haul off and say, the Holy Ghost, my financial partner. Every angel of prosperity is activated when you say the Holy Ghost is my financial partner. When you become partner with the Holy Ghost in your finance, every prosperity angel become to your beck and call because the Holy Ghost is in charge of your finances. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. First thing Jesus said, Luke 4:18, Spirit of the Lord is upon me. First thing he said, preach the gospel to the poor. What'd you tell them?
Tell them they don't have to be poor no more. It's the first line up in the anointing. The first line up in the anointing. Jesus, the master preacher. First line up. Preach the gospel to the poor. Tell them how not to be poor. There was a place, I don't know if you're up here in Richmond. There was a place called Poor Folks. You go eat there. People go eat there. Leroy don't eat there. I'm not going to no restaurant named Poor Folks. Y'all quit eating at them broke places. This is Chip. Miss Mac. Fox. Don't eat in them places. It's doing something to your spirit. Go to your house and cook. If you're not able right now to go, just go to the house and cook, man. Don't go on eating at all them little places. The anointing to prosper will manifest in you and on you at full measure, even to running over. And now you permit the Holy Spirit to work Ephesians 3:20 for you. Turn there. Now the Holy Spirit. You know, you've been there many times. But now you're going there with your partner. Who is the author of it. Huh? Yeah, he inspired it for to be written. Now, under him, that is able now to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Now, look at it in the verse. Now, the Holy Ghost is my partner. The Holy Ghost is my partner. The Holy Ghost, according, the Holy Ghost is my partner. According to the power. Well, you see, you got the power with you because the Holy Ghost there. Now, according to the power of the working. Well, you know the power of working because the Holy Ghost is my financial partner. Yeah. Yes, sir. Ephesians 3:20, come to your house tonight. I know him worldwide, and I know people say sometimes he sure don't have no mercy. But I'm just be dealing with things, you know. I was in Louisiana, and I ride on my golf cart around, you know, my subdivision and stuff, and some people had a lot of stuff they took out their house. I said, man, that stuff needed to come out. What that doing up in the house anyway? Some of them chairs. Tables. I said, good God Almighty, man. The Lord helping them. Yeah. Just hope they have insurance to get some new one, but my God, man. I said, this is what they was setting on? They won't come to my church so I can get them straight, you know. I help them out, but they won't come. They like to sing. First Corinthians chapter 3. Open your Bible. First Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll never be broke another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. I'm just going to get you to say something. I'm just going to get you to say something. Because they don't want to say it. I just want to get you to say it. Say this. I want some money.
I want some money.
Now.
Now.
See, that's all right to say that.
Yeah.
You ain't going after money. You making money come after you.
Yeah.
You need money.
Yeah.
I mean,
mean, we're not being modest about this. We let the Lord know. Lord, I'm ready to be out of debt, Lord. I'm your child. I have an inheritance. I come to receive. Now. Regular language.
Right.
We got a right to say that.
Yeah.
In the next 10 minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. I feel it coming on, boy. Like, oh, my goodness. Going to hit this place, and there's going to be an impartation in this house for financial favor. And you're going to be surprised. Not on your birthday. Not on Christmas, every day. Surprise. The Holy Ghost is going to surprise you with financial blessings that you have never seen before. I prophesy in the name that is above every name. I'm not playing in here tonight. I come to make a deposit in this house. Surprise. It don't have to be a holiday. It don't have to be Friday. It don't have to be Saturday. Surprise. Money surprises. It's on the way. I didn't work for it. I didn't ask for it. It just showed up. Surprise. If you mix this night with faith, if nothing don't happen, I'm a false apostle. You mix it with faith. I come here on behalf of God to deliver something to this ministry this night. I'm not waiting till tomorrow, this night. But you got to mix it with faith. You got to listen to this over and over and over again. You think you're hearing what I'm saying? You got to listen to this over and over and over again. That's a $500 check. You got to listen to it. 1 Corinthians. Just a moment. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. First Corinthians 3:21. Look at this. You ever heard a whistling preacher? Listen, therefore let no man glory in men, for, underline that, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours because you are Christ. In Haggai 2:8, he said, all the silver and gold is mine. It is your time to live a lifestyle of the prosperity flow in the Holy Ghost. No more detours. No more delays. But now you've come to the secret of all prosperity in following the Holy Ghost instruction with your money. Isaiah 45. You know when you talk about the word anointed, when you say anointed, anointing, anointed, it's talking about the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 45. Yeah, when you talk about being anointed, move of the Spirit, you know, it's talking about the Holy Ghost. You can't be anointed without the Holy Ghost. The anointing is a divine ability to live above measure, to move in another realm. See, your finances, you have to move in another realm. God moving you another realm in financial partnership with the Holy Ghost. I won't finish this tonight. I have to finish tomorrow night. Financial partnership with the Holy Ghost, because there's a lot of things I can't even get out tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Tell somebody, I know I'm out. Notice I didn't say I believe them out. You didn't say I believe them. I know you ain't somebody don't believe it now. I didn't say to tell nobody I believe them out. I said tell them I know them out. Because the Holy Ghost know how to maneuver in increase. The Holy Ghost know how to maneuver in abundance. The Holy Ghost is the author of the overflow. That's why I say I'm out tonight. The broker you are, the higher you're going to go. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Ooh, I feel it. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. I feel something going on in here. I said, you know, I've been preaching 43 years. I feel something going on in here. I've seen some of the greatest move of the Holy Ghost you ever seen in your life. But I feel something going on in here. Somebody getting something. Woo, my goodness. Y'all don't feel that? Good God Almighty. Woo! Holy Ghost been waiting on this. How dare you say you my partner. You my financial partner, Holy Ghost. You my financial partner, Holy Ghost. I know it's all over now. Woo. You never heard that till I preached it. I'm sitting in the hotel lobby waiting for my son to come. We're going to go preach at Marcus Church a few weeks ago. Sorello, you sitting right there with him. He said, Brother Sorello want to tell you something. I sat there right there. So I said, he right there. I'm right there. But he talking in the third person. So he said, Brother Sorello want to tell you that he believe you're supposed to receive the offering. I said, Brother Tom said you're not going to do it. the third a guy caught me just, you know, because I have such a strong anointing in this area, I don't play on the people of God, you see. A guy caught me going to my seat one time. He said, go ahead and receive the offering. So I just turned and received it. Didn't say nothing much. And they told me what it was. Almost a half a million. He gave me $10,000.
Yes, sir.
Punk me out.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't go there no more.
Right.
First of all, you catch me drunk. See, he caught me drunk. Yeah. I was going to my seat. I'm drunk. I'm in the spirit, you see. Yeah. That he's received that wasn't in the. I came here to preach, not to receive no offering for you.
Yes,
I don't go raise no for to pay for your billing.
Right, right.
I teach you the principle just like he did. Work at your doggone self. Come to my meeting. Set your butt down and listen enough that you get it.
Yes, sir.
Man, me come out. I ain't no offering raiser.
Right.
He be calling me, Doc, I want you to preach at my convention. I said, no, you want me to pay for your convention.
Yeah, yeah.
My oldest son said, he not coming. God in this city. He talking about, and I don't probably come preach for him anymore. Too close here. He said he received his own offering. He says, what he said, don't have no, he got a cap on it?
Yeah.
Cap?
Yeah.
I'll wear a cap if you want me to wear a cap, but I, you ain't gonna, you ain't gonna, you know, people that just they don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. And so the Holy Ghost said in the third person to me, he said, the Holy Ghost is not cheap.
Yeah.
I said, what?
Wow.
I said,
oh, man.
It's the Holy Ghost talking.
Yeah.
But he told me two times. He said, tell them the Holy Ghost is not cheap.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't get it.
Yeah.
I just told you, your cheap days are over. You come in partnership with somebody not going to let you live cheap no more. Let me close with this. We'll pick up in the morning and pick this up tomorrow night. I wrote this in the back of my Bible because I didn't want to let it slip. I had my diary. He says to me, reveal to them my financial portfolio. Let them know I orchestrated every financial transfer in the Bible. In case you want my portfolio, that's what I'm telling you. Tell them I am the author of all prosperity. The Lord told me this. The Holy Ghost told me this. In the Bible. Tell them I am the spirit of every increase in the kingdom. Tell them in my portfolio that I am and always will be the master of all abundance. When somebody's trying to get you to invest, the first thing you should ask them, show me your portfolio. How much money do you have? I don't want you to try to make your money off of me. What you got? Show me how it works for you. That's why I come here to show you how it works for me. I've owned four jets. I got two RVs now, two. Brand new, not no secondhand. Brand new, nobody never rode them. I don't want Jesus to say you want a donkey that nobody never rode on. I've owned three Rolls Royce. Two at the house now. A Phantom and a Ghost. A white Phantom and a black Ghost. I collect Rolex watches for a hobby, and Mont Blanc pin. I got, he did it. He told me to come tell you about it. Don't hide it. I come from the country. I'm not too smart. But we own 600 acres of land. And the Lord's still doing it. I said, the Lord, that's $1,000. Testify for the glory of God. I have experience in this. Everything paid for. Why you? Connection. Why you think this church paid for? Connection. Why he not flying airline no more? God told me. Why? Connection. Guess who else connected? You better dance. You better dance. You better dance. If he connected, you connected. If she connected, you connected. You better dance. This is the way it's supposed to happen. Somebody got to have some fruit. I'm tired of all these facts. Both facts, F-A-C-T and F-A-X. I'm tired of all these facts. I want somebody who got some manifestation, who got some demonstration. Show me the grapes there. Show me it like he said it is. Well, here it is. I said one time in the years past, I got enough money to buy a wet mule on the run. He did it. He did it. I need to tell you that. See, some of y'all can't handle it. See, some of y'all, I see some of y'all faded. Yeah, I don't need to hear it. Yeah, you do need to hear it. If you don't need to hear it, why God said Abraham was very rich with silver, cattle, and gold? Why did he tell us about Job in the first chapter of Job? Huh? Said Job was a righteous man. Then he started talking about what Job had. Why did he tell us about Solomon? Why did he tell us that Isaac sold in the day of famine and he received a 100-fold return? Why did he tell us that? Why did he tell us Esther was rich and Ruth married into wealth? She married Boaz, who a wealthy man. Why did God tell us that if he don't want us rich? Why did he say blessed be in the city and blessed in the field, blessed coming in and blessed going out? Why did he say I'll make you the lender and not the borrower, the head, not the tail? Why did he say that? Why did he say that if he don't want us to know about it? Why did he tell us? Solomon sold a $1,000 burnt offering. It got God's attention. Now, I'm going to just tell you the truth, something about that $1,000. See, I ain't a hustler. I ain't hustling no $1,000. I'm just telling you something about a $1,000 seed. See, I'm at the point now I can't sow less than a $1,000 in anybody offering. I remember I trembled when I was sowing a dollar. You remember that day? Then you got up to $10. Oh, Lord. Finally got up to $100 and you got it wrong there. Then I got to $10,000. I kept watching Fred Price. I was sitting among hundreds of preachers. We sitting in the preacher's seat. But I kept seeing Fred Price go to his spiritual father. And I saw Fred sold $10,000, $50,000, $100,000. I said, I don't have $100,000, but Fred, go the next time. I'm going behind him. And I kept going behind him. And the money kept rising. I got to the point where I could sow $10,000. I got to the point where I could sow $20,000. Then I got to the point I sold $50,000. Then I got to the point I sold $100,000. Then I got to the point there's no limit to what I could sow. I'm talking to you right now. This is where I'm trying to bring you. That's why I got to testify that if God could do it for a little country boy down in the deep south where it's prejudice, where it's racism, where they're trying to keep you down. But I rolled up in the midnight hour. Too late, broke out, went on another dimension. I see you coming out tonight. Let me preach a little bit. I see you rising in the wealth like you never rose before. I see all your bills being paid supernaturally. I see God's hand on your checkbook. I see God's hand on your account. I see God's hand on your business. He's about to make it do something for you. Yeah. Sometimes I got to preach to them. I came from the Baptist church. Oh, Lord. I see God moving in your finances. I see him rearranging the numbers. I see God about to bring you to another level. I'm going to another level. I said, I'm going, say, to another level in my finances. The money just keep on coming. Woo! The money just keep on coming. Can't you see it coming? The money flowing in my direction. Hey, Lord, the money flowing. Now I'm going to put some money out. Now I'm sowing bigger than I ever sowed before. I went up to $5,000. I went up to $10,000. You know what I'm talking about, right? Hallelujah. That's a $1,000 check. There a man or woman here who never been baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking tongue, come this way. Sometimes we're in the church, but we never got filled with the Holy Ghost. Come this way, please, quickly. You're here. I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, I don't care. Come here, if you're a child of God, come here. I want to get filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. Come on, meet me at the altar. That man or woman here in this auditorium, you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. I want you to come right up here. Don't be embarrassed if you don't want to come. Come on. And God knows if you're not saved, I want you to come to this altar. You watching by internet, different channels. Tonight is a good night to get saved. There's a number there. You can call that number. But if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to have that baptism to move. I notice a Holy Ghost church, but yet we don't know who's coming to these meetings. And you need that baptism. That's right. That baptism. Come on, the rest of y'all come. Who need to come? Come on, the rest of y'all come. There are others in here need to come. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Anybody else? Come on. Receive this power. Receive this power. By the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. This is what the Holy Ghost told me to do. There are others here. You could even be a member of a church like this, but never got filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm not going to wait all night now, because I've got a lot of preaching to do. I got three or four more times to preach. There anybody else here? You know who you are. You're not baptized with the Holy Ghost. And with the evidence of speaking in tongues, Holy Ghost and fire. Come stand with these, please. Come stand with these, please. Now you see, preachers, you got to know when to quit. You don't quit on your own. You wait till the Holy Spirit turn you loose. I'm putting drag in at the last second. Now your life will change tonight. You come to a moment of power, freedom like never before. I remember when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Lord, just let them freely receive when they are ministered to. Let that power flow in them like never before, and let them have that experience as these ministers minister to them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at me. Look at me. You the one? Go with that lady right there. Turn and go with her. Come on, let's rejoice. $1,000 check.